Today's daf is Erev and daf Memches, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis Tani Reb Chia. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema, the Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, and Avadia Ben Miriam Leia. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss halachos of Techumen. Zok de Gemara, Tani Reb Chia, Cherem Shebein Tchumei Shabbos. If there were two Tchumei Shabbos, meaning two cities, both of which measured their Tchum of Alpayamama, and the two Tchumen of Alpayamama met, so it was a perfect Alpayamama on one side, a perfect Alpayamama on the other side. Obviously, the respective Alpayamamas belong to different cities. But the point is that they didn't overlap. This wasn't Havlas Tchumen, where part of Tchum A overlapped with Tchum B, but rather they came to a point, they both ended at the same exact point. What was unique was is that they both ended in a body of water, and at that point where the two Tchumen met, there was a net inside the water. So cherim, which is a net, shebein tchumei Shabbos, sarach mechitza shel barzel lahafsikai. So you would need that it should be a mechitza shel barzel, meaning if this was a net that's just made out of a very basic fabric, you wouldn't be able to take water from that body of water. Unless there's a mechitza shel barzel inside the water, that's the only way you would be okay. And pashit, the pshat is, because being that the Tchum ends inside a body of water, and part of the body of water is inside the Tchum, and the other part of the body of the water is outside of the Tchum. So if you're taking water that's on the right side of the Tchum, it's going to be good. But if you're going to take water that's on the wrong side of the Tchum, that's already a problem. So it's for that reason, unless there was a Mechitza Shel Barzel, so you know for sure that there's a very strong partition inside this water, you wouldn't be able to take any water. Both sides would not be able to take any water. So the Gemara says, Reb Chiya taught this braisa, so, and Mechayach Alei Reb Yosef Reb Chanina. Reb Yosef Reb Chanina heard this, he laughed. So the Gemara says, my time, come Mechayach, why Reb Yosef Reb Chanina laugh? Is it because essentially Reb Chiya's halacha is tali in the shita of Reb Yochanan ben Nuri? Which Reb Yochanan ben Nuri? Reb Yochanan ben Nuri that holds that Cheftze Hefker is Koine Shvisa. Why would this be tali in Reb Yochanan ben Nuri? Because the assumption is that the water that was there, where the net was Hefker. I mean that water was Hefker, so only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would there even be an issue, because only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the water subject to the laws of Tchumen. According to the Chachamim, you don't have that halachas. Maybe that's why Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina laughed. Maybe he laughed because he was going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'chumra. And just to clarify, even though we learned on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it was only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'kula in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that someone that's sleeping through Bein Hashmashes is going to get a Tchum Shabbos, he's not going to be boxed into Dalet Amos. But that's Poshit, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'chumra we're not going to paskin like. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also said a klal, which got us into a two daf digression about klalim, and that is halacha k'divrei HaMekom Erev. So, but the bottom line is that it's Poshit, says the Gemara, the Rabbi Chiya's halacha is tali in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's halacha. And really, he was paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri l'chumra. So maybe that's Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina laughed. But the Gemara says, says the Gemara, I hear. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina doesn't have to agree with what Reb Chiya said. But to laugh is a little bit of a dramatic reaction to a halacha. Meaning, you laugh if you heard something silly, really, really funny. So Rabbi Chanina is laughing about what Reb Chiya said. He didn't say maskif, he didn't say esave, he didn't say please clarify and explain it, he didn't say I disagree with you. Mechayach aleh is too sharp. So says the Gemara, someone that goes and he's machmir where really you could have been mekel, so that doesn't sound like a good reason for you to laugh. So the Gemara says, elamishum detanya. Maybe the reason he laughed was because there's a braisa that says, naharas ha-moichchun, mayonas ha-noivin, if you have bodies of water that are moving, harein k'ragli kol adam, they're not subject to the laws of tchumen. Rather, they get the tchum of ragli kol adam, which means that if somebody takes the water, whatever his tchum is, that's what the tchum of this water is going to be. So maybe that's why he laughed, because the water's moving, it's Naharas HaMoshchim, Umayonos HaNoivim, so he was laughing, because why should it be subject to the laws of Tchumen? But the Gemara says, that the Dama of Mechunasim, how do you know the water was moving? Maybe it wasn't moving. Rav Chiya didn't say anything about moving that water that's moving or water that's still. Maybe it was still water. Elevation of the Ketani. Maybe the reason was because he said Tzarich Mechitza Shabazel Afsika, that if you have a Mechitza Shabazel, then it's going to be okay. Meaning Rav Chiya presented an issue. He said the way to work around the issue is by having a mechitza shel barzel. So you know what Rabbi Chanina laughed because he held a maishna kanim d'loy. What would be wrong with a regular net? A net that's made out of reeds. Da'ili b'maya, because water is going to get through. So again, you're not allowed to take water from the other side in the mechitza. Shel barzel nami ayla b'maya. So he was laughing because not because he had a problem with the issue, he had a problem with the solution. He didn't understand how the solution is going to work. But says the Gemara, that's also not a good reason for Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina to laugh. You know why? Because the Dilma tzarech ve'en loy takana kamar. What did Rabbi Yisrael say? Cherim shebein tchumei Shabbos. If you have two tchumim, they meet in the middle of a body of water. There's a net at that meeting point. You tzarech mechitza shabbaz alav sikoy. He didn't say it actually works. He just said that's what you need. And maybe if I care, maybe he meant tzarech ve'en loy takana. If you look in the Maseres Hashas, it says brachas tes vav amid beis v'shar mekoymes. Meaning there's a lot of different mar mekoymes where you find sometimes Chazal said tzarech when they knew good and well that really there was no takana. Yeah, you need it, but you know, lie there. Unfortunately, it's not something you're going to be able to do. Maybe that's what Rav Chiya meant. Why is Rav Yisrael B'chanina dismissing him with a galachter? Why would he do that? The Gemara says, Elo, you know why he laughed? Mishum de kalhu shehi kilu chachamim b'mayim. Because we know that there's a special kula that the chachamim instituted when it comes to mechitzos and water. Kid Rav Tavla, like Rav Tavla said. Now, we've seen Rav Tavla already. We're going to see Rav Tavla in greater detail in the coming dafin. But for now, Rav Tavla said a halacha. Rav Tavla once asked Rav Mechitza Tluya Ma'u Shatata Bechorva. If somebody has a Mechitza Tluya, meaning there was once upon a time a good proper Mechitza, and then the bottom of the Mechitza got destroyed. So right now, all you have the top, and it's hanging down, but it doesn't go all the way to the bottom. Amaleza, he told him, Ey Mechitza Tluya Ma'teres El B'mayim. In a churva, it doesn't work. In water, it works, because Kal Hushe Kilu Chachamim B'mayim. There were special kulos that the Chachamim instituted when it comes to the definition of a Mechitza. Specifically in water. And being that they're special kulois, so Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina held it. Why would you need a mechitza shel barzel? A cherem shebein tchumei Shabbos should be a good mechitza. It's not a good mechitza because inevitably water is going to come from the other side. The teretz is you find kal hushe kilu chachamim v'mayim, and if there is such a concept that a mechitza tluya, for example, or an inferior mechitza is considered a mechitza even in the context of water, he felt that this is something that should work well. Either way, the first part of the daf discussed a halacha that Rabbi Chiya said, we're mechayach ole Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, and the Gemara spent a third of an amid trying to figure out why Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina laughed at what Rabbi Chiya said. It's interesting, there's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara over there goes through different ways that certain Tanam and Amiram were described throughout Shas. And the Gemara discusses who exactly it's referring to. So for example, you'll find sometimes the Gemara will say, Rabbi Yisenu Shebe Bavel. Who were Rabbi Yisenu Shebe Bavel? Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yisenu Shebe Eretz Yisrael was Rabbi Abba. Dayone Goyla was Karna. Dayone de Eretz Yisrael was Rabbi Amir Ravasi. Dayone de Pumpadisa. Either way, there's a whole Gemara that goes through different words that were used, appellations to describe different Tanoim, who exactly it was referring to. Says the Gemara, sometimes you find the Nusach Mechaku Alav Marava, that there was something that was said in Bavel, and word traveled from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they heard about this, and in Eretz Yisrael's Mgalach, they pasha laughed. They didn't just disagree with it, but Mechaku Alav Marava. So the Gemara says, who was Mechaku Alav Marava? Sanhedrin Yodzayin Amadeus, it was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So this is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Lushitas. So we have a whole Gemara. Mechayach Alav Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Mechaku Alav Marava was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. V'chacham Moimrim, Ein Loy Ela Arba. So the Mishnah on Daf Memheyam and Aleph, after it mentioned the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Ben-Nuri and the Chachamim, which as we saw is a very yesoidist thing of machloikis and also took us to a very geshmaka digression, the Gemara over there brought another very important machloikis, and that is, if somebody finds himself where all he has is Dalet Amos, how would you only have Dalet Amos? So according to the Chachamim, if somebody slept through Bein HaShmashos on a Friday night, so he doesn't have any Tchom, Chefzei Hefgera, not Koinish Visa, he doesn't have an Alpayim Amalachol Ruach, rather he's boxed into his Dalet Amos. Or if somebody leaves the Tchum, even if he was forced out of the Tchum, all you have is Dalet Amos. And the Mishnah mentioned the Machloikis of how exactly you're moideid the dalet ames. Rabbi Eliezer said, v'hu be'emtzar. It's two ames to each side, meaning you're considered the center of the dalet ames. Rabbi Yehuda said, le'ezer ruach sheyirtze. No, you have dalet ames to any direction that you want. Umoide Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yehuda did say, she'em birer loy, she'ena yachal achzer. That if you pick a side, then you're stuck with that side. Says the Gemara, it sounds like from the Mishnah, there's two shittas. However, Rabbi Yehuda ha'inu tanakama, really, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't sound like he's adding anything, because Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanakhama. Now, there isn't a clear Tanakhama in the Mishnah. Right? Sometimes when the Gemara asks this question, it's very clear. Like, you have the same sheet that was repeated twice. Over here, it's not so clear. What the Gemara is referring to is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, Mishe yashem baderech yesh le'apayim amal l'chol ruach, divri Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, v'chacham emayimrim, ein lo yela arba amos. And then the Gemara said, Rabbi Eliezer oimer v'hu bem tzon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Leizer Ruach Sheyirtza. So the Gemara is asking that Rabbi Yehuda really is the Tanakhama, because the Chachamim seem to say that you have Dalet Ames, not that you're in the middle. So what exactly is the Machloikis? Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are seemingly saying the same thing. Amar Rava said, Shmoyna al Shmoyna Igabeinai. No, the Nafkamina is, do you have Arba Amos, or maybe you have Arba Amos L'chol Ruach, which means if you have Arba Amos north, Arba Amos south, Arba Amos east, Arba Amos west, then what you really have is 8 Amos by 8 Amos, meaning you're in the center of this 8 Amos box. So the Gemara Tanya Nami Achim, in fact, it's in Furush Abraisa, because Yesh Lo Shmoyna Al Shmoyna, Devi Rameh. You see, Rameh Yoshita is that you have Shmoyna Al Shmoyna, Rameh is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, so it's actually 3 Shitas. According to Rameh, you have Arba Amos L'chol Ruach. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have Shtei Amos L'chol Ruach. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have and you have to pick and choose and decide which direction you wanted to go. The machloikis that we have is with regards to walking. As it comes to carrying, meaning even though we have a shitas rameyer where a mayor holds that it's arba amos lechol ruach. Arba Amos L'chol Ruach is as it relates to the halachas of Tchumen, but as it relates to Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, that's what L'Taltol means, as it relates to the halacha L'Mosh Mishina, that you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos, over there the halacha is Divrei HaKol, everybody agrees. Arba Amos in Tfei Loy. Incidentally, what does it sound like? It sounds like Arba Amos in Tfei Loy. It sounds like you're allowed to carry Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. That sounds like a chiddush, right? Usually the iser is shemi yaviren or dalet ames b'shus haravim. You're not allowed to carry dalet ames b'shus haravim, right? Is it adva ad bechlal or is adva v'loy ad bechlal? Here the Gemara says divri akol arba ames in tfei loy. It sounds like you're allowed to carry dalet ames. Tachreinim esis kasha. But either way, zokti Gemara v'hani dalet ames heichaksiv. What's the makar to dalet ames? Meaning, what's the source that if somebody is outside the tchum or if somebody doesn't have a tchum, he gets dalet ames? Get the time learned to the brayse. Shvu ish tachtav. It says in the Torah shvu ish tachtav. What's the next words, Al Yetze Ishmim Koimai Beyem Ashvi. So the context of this pasuk is the halacha of Tchumen. And it says, Shvu ish tachtov, ki tachtov, the kama tachtov, gufa ish alish amas. A person's guf is 3 amas wide, the ama, or tall, and another ama, kidei livsha yodavarag, from being able to spread out his hands and his legs. Divira meir. So you end up with 4 amas. Yehuda says, gufa ish alish amas. He has a different methodology of how you get the dalet amas. Person's guf is 3 amas. The ama, kidei sheyitol chefetz mitachas margalois. If you want to take something from under your leg, when you have tachas margalois, put it under your legs, to under your head, you would need another ama. So Gemara might be naiv. From meir said it one way, and Rabbi Yehuda said it another way. It sounds like there must be a machloik. He's like, Gemara, it could be naiv. Arba amas mitzum tzomis. These arba amas, are they made up of tfachim that are mitzum atzevois, or tfachim that are soichakois? This is of Dav Gimel fame. Right, so we know that not all amos were created equally. Machlekes Abaye v'Rava, the Rav Shlomo Kluger with the Yalkagav, but the halacha is that there are bigger amos and smaller amos, because sometimes when we measure the tefachim, so we measure the tefachim a little bit more compact, and sometimes we do it in a more relaxed way. And the halacha is you always go l'chumrah. If the chumrah is for the amah to be bigger, you always go bigger. If the chumrah is for it to be smaller, you go smaller. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, over here it's not a question of chumrah or kula, or at least that's not the way we're machriyed, but rather over here, whether it's the bigger amah, the smaller amah is going to come down to machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be mitzum tzomis. Had Rabbi Yehuda get the arba amahs, a person is 3 amahs, plus you need another amah
Amah to be able to take something from underneath your legs to put it on top of you. So that four Amahs is going to be a smaller four Amahs. Whereas Reb Meir said, how do you get the four Amahs? Three Amahs, then you have to be able to spread. That's a bigger four Amahs. So there actually isn't Afgamina Lalacha. Is it smaller Amahs? Is it bigger Amahs? Only Reb Meshach and the Brei. Reb Meshach told us on Kiyadus, when you go to Rapapa, they ask him the following question. When Chazal said, Arba Amahs in the Sugis of Tchumit, did they mean each person gets to measure his own Arba Amahs? Or does it mean there's like a constant, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a constant of an Amah that was sometimes used? Maybe there's a fixed Amah, and that's what we need to use when it comes to measuring Dalet Amahs, meaning each person gets his own Dalet Amahs, or is there a fixed Amah that's going to be used? And the basis for the question, the premise for it, is that an Amah is a metzias, and an Amah is really based on measuring a person's hand. And so the question is, do we look at the individual person, measure the part of his hand that needs to be measured, and figure out what Dalet Amahs is for this particular individual? Or no, we use the Amah Shel Hekdesh. Zokti Gemara. So this was the question that he told him to ask Rapapa. And then he followed up. He said, if he tells you that it's Amah Shel Kodesh, then you should tell him, what about Ug Melech HaBashem? So Ug Melech HaBashem, what happens if he gets stuck outside the Tchum? So where's he going to go? How's he supposed to stay in Dalet Amahs? He's not going to be able to move. And if he's going to say, no, each person you look at individually, then you should tell him, my time there's a Mishnah Masechtas Kelim which discusses certain shiurim that are relative. Meaning most shiurim are constant shiurim. But there are shiurim that are relative to the person. That's the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. There were certain shiurim where Chazal said, so for example, the koimitz of the mincha, the maloy chafnov of the koin gadol, anyam kippur, maloy lugmov, these are all akol of imashu. Now, if you're going to tell me that arba amis of tchumen is also relative to each individual person, sakam is not mentioned over there. Bottom line is where Misharshia told his son to ask Rapapa. Ask him, arba amis of tchumen, do you look at it each person individually, or is it like the Amah Shel Kodesh? It's a fixed shear of an Amah, and you get four of those. So he went to Rapapa and he asked him the question. So Rapapa told him back, a very interesting response. He said, if you're going to clear so many shailas, you're never going to be able to learn. Meaning, don't think you're asking too many questions. Sit and learn. That's what you're supposed to do. Zakti Gemara. Okay. So what's the bottom line? I hear. Really? You're supposed to give him Amadide. What was the question? How come it wasn't mentioned in that Mishnah Masechtas Kelim? If it's Amadide, you have a Mishnah that says Yesha Amru Akol Afim Mashu Adam. So the Gemara says the Loipsikale, because the truth is it's not absolute. And the reason it's not absolute is from the Ikon Nanas Beivarev. It is possible to have a person where his limbs are disproportionate to his body, and a person like that, we have no choice but to give him the Amah Shel Kodesh. So, being that that person is inevitably going to get the Amah Shel Kodesh, right, Rashi describes this as a person whose guf is Beinoni, but his Amah is Kitzara. It's impossible for him to have Amah Didei. So being that there's an exception to the rule, over there it's going to be different. All the shiurim that were mentioned in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, that we look at them relative as opposed to a fixed shiur, all those shiurim, there are no exceptions to the rule. But this is a shiur that's different. This shiur is like psikale. And being that this shiur is like psikale, because there is an exception, what's the exception? The person that's a nanas beivarov, so over here, it's going to have to be treated a little bit differently. Just one ha'ara before we go weiter. So the Gemara says, Rav Misharshi told the son, when you go to Rapapa, ask Rapapa a question. What's the question? Arba Amis of Tchumen. Is it Amah Didei or is it Amah Shel Kodesh? Right? Certain shiurim are fixed. And then there's shiurim that the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim mentions. Yesha Amru Akol Afim Mashu Adam. So where does this shiur fall into? So the Gemara says, Rav Misharshi, his son, came to Rapapa, and he also came to Rapapa, Amalei, he told him, Idaikinan Kulei Hai. He says, if you're going to ask all these questions, Loihavi Taninan, he says, you're not going to be able to learn. I mean, you can't start clearing all these questions. Rashi says, "Habi daikinon kulei hai bekulei hashas loyhavu matzino letrutzei kol diyukav loyhavu taninon." We get bogged now with all these shailas, and as a result, we never have any time to learn. Very interesting. What comes to mind is another Gemara in Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel Amir Aleph. The Gemara says, Amr Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Kadhavina bar Tamnis Rishnin. I was 18 years old. Vahi Gamirna Leila Kula Talmud. I knew Gan Shas. Velohava Yodana, but I didn't know. The Ein Mikra Yoitzim Bidei Pshuta. Ad Ashton, until now. Rav Kahana in that Gemara was told a pretty basic principle. Ein Mikra Yoitzim Bidei Pshuta. The truth is, so many of the drushes of Chazal are Moitzi Psukim Bidei Pshuta. And Rav Kahana thought it was a Chiddush. That a mikra yaitzim bidei pshuta. I didn't realize that. I thought the Torah Shabbiksav is almost like code, and it's not meant to be taken literally. Fakert. Maybe the literal meaning is not meant to be understood the way it is. Maybe it's a mashal for a drush that you're supposed to take out of it. But Rav Kahana said, "Okay, I learned that there's something called a mikra yaitzim bidei pshuta." But he said, "I was 18 years old. I knew shas, but I didn't know this basic halach of a mikra yaitzim bidei pshuta." The Gemara says, "Michael Mashmal, what was Rav Kahana's chiddush? Why did he say this, Rav Kahana?" Where it says he was coming to teach us derech halimud, the ligmar inish v'hada lizbar, that a person should learn first and then he should understand. Meaning, Rav Kahana was saying that it was okay. Meaning, I learned shas without knowing everything. In fact, I didn't even know emikru yoytze v'dei pshutoy. And there's nothing wrong with that. Fakir, he was giving hayrah. He was giving hadrach of how a person should learn Torah. The ligmar inish. V'hada lizbar. This is Mamashar Gemara. Rapapa said, idaikinan kulehai lehavi taninan. Meaning, of course, there's a concept of being daikinan, but there's an idea of ligmar inish v'hada lizbar. Another Gemara that came to mind is something we learned not long ago, and that is Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Rav Meir learned by Rabbi Akiva, couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva, so he went to Rabbi Shmuel, and he had to pick up in his Yediyas, in Mishnayas and Brises, and then he was able to go back to Rabbi Akiva, he was able to understand Rabbi Akiva's lumbus, but he was a ligmar inish v'hada lizbar. But either way, definitely interesting from a Derech HaLimud perspective, way above my pay grade. But either way, Zok the Gemara, Hayishnai Mixas HaMoisav Shalzeh. So the Gemara then discussed in the Mishnah, Daf Mem, hey, it was a loaded Mishnah. So then the Mishnah went on and discussed a third halacha with regards to Tchumen. And that is, what would be if you have two people that were stuck on the side of the road, they both slept through Bein Hashmashes. According to the Chachamim, they're both limited to their Dalet Amos. So Reuven has Dalet Amos, and Shimon has Dalet Amos, and it just so happens that their Dalet Amos cross over, meaning two of the four Amos are the same for Reuven as they are for Shimon. So the halach is that Reuven and Shimon are allowed to eat together in those two Amos, but in the outer part of the Dalet Amos, meaning the two Amos that don't intertwine, theoretically they wouldn't be able to spend Shabbos together. Mishnah said the same would be true if there were three people. Meaning, what if you have three people? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Where Reuven and Shimon's Dalet Amos overlap, Shimon and Levi's Dalet Amos overlap. So the halacha is Reuven can spend some Shabbos with Shimon, and Levi can do the same with Shimon. But Reuven and Levi, being that they're both on the outer side, so they already wouldn't be able to overlap at all, they can't spend Shabbos together. And then the Gemara said, Amr Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai came in the Mishnah and he said, Lama Adavadoim, I'll explain it to you in a mashal. L'sholosh chatzeros. And this mashal is going to be the topic of the rest of the daf. There were three chatzeros, Hapsuchai Zulazu, that opened up into each other. So in the Nimshal, it's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. In the mashal, it's Chatzer Aleph, it's Chatzer Beis, and it's Chatzer Gimel. Now all these chatzeros are also Psuchai Zulashos Rabim. If the two outer chatzeros each made an Erev with the inner chatzer, so himu teres imahim, the inner chatzer, meaning chatzer beis, would be mutter to be metaltal to Aleph and Gimel, because it has an Erev with both of them, the himu teres imah, and they would be mutter with it. But v'shtayim achitzayin is asurim zum zum, the two outer ones would not be okay. So Rav Shimon said, just like in that mashal, that's what the halach is. So too, as it relates to the nimshol, the halacha is going to be the same. Zok to Gemara. Why did Rav Shimon need a mashal? I mean, what didn't we understand without the mashal? And or better, what's Rav Shimon coming to add with the mashal? Right, every time you have a mashal, that means we're missing a havana in the inyan, and the mashal is coming to fill that chisaron. Now that there's a mashal, oh, now I understand it, right? As long as you want to tell a story, a magid, we'll say a mashal, because this is for poetic license, this is for dramatic effect, this is to to be ma'orer his audience. But you know, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in a Mishnah Masechtas Erev in Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. We're learning a pretty straightforward halacha. I'm a Rabbi Shimon. What do we need this mashal for? So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamalu Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan Mechti." Right, clear. If that's the case, Maishna Hasam the Pligisu, Maishna Hachadalai Pligisu. You know what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's taina was? That this mashal that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai mentioned is a halacha. It's a halacha that we're going to see later in the Masechta, and later in the Masechta we're going to see not everybody agrees with this halacha. In fact, it was a machlokes tanam. There was a shita sachachamim that argued with Rabbi Shimon and holds that it's not true in that case. You know what the halacha is in that case? No one's allowed to use any of the eruvin. So if you have chatzar aleph, chatzar beis, chatzar gimel, aleph made with beis and gimel made with beis, but aleph didn't make with gimel, aleph and beis cannot use the eruv. Same as for beis and gimel. Nobody could. And over there, that's the chachamim shita. So Rabbi Shimon told the chachamim, I don't understand. Isn't this the same case? The mashal and the nimshal are mamish the same. So how come if you argue there, don't you argue over here? Rav Shimon was bringing out the mashal as a kasha. He said, Chacham, why aren't you arguing? And the Gemara says, Rabbanu, what's the reason? Hasam afshi diyurim, hachalei afshi diyurim. The reason Chacham disagree over there is not because they fundamentally disagree. What's there to disagree with? It's because they were worried of a gzera, that there's so many people, you have 500 people, and 100 can carry with these 100 and those can't carry with these 100. It's so confusing. There's so many people, he was worried. And our Mishnah, there's three people. That's what's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Okay, Reuven with Shimon with Levi, Reuven not with Levi. You don't have to hulk up. It's not so complicated. I mean that it's not so complicated. It's like Afshi Diyurim, over there he wasn't worried. That's the Rabbanan's taina. Yeah, Chatzu, every Chatz is made up of a multitude of people. Over there they were concerned. But as it relates to this, over here we were not concerned. Either way, the Gemara is now going to digress a little bit, and the Gemara is going to discuss the mashal of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So just to back up for a minute. So the context of this next Gemara and the context of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's mashal, again, we're jumping for a minute because we've been learning Tchumen for the last chelik of the Masechta. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai used a mashal that's Negei Eruvei Chatzeros to prove a point as it relates to Eruvei Techumen. So the Gemara now is going to focus on that halacha that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai quoted in his mashal, which means the Gemara is going to focus a little bit about Eruvei Chatzeros. So what's the basic concept of Eruvei Chatzeros? So Pashat, the way we've been learning together, is that there's a Issid Rabbanon, Shlomo HaMelech made the Takana, that you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYachad that belongs to one person to a Rishus HaYachad that belongs to another person. So Reuven and Shimon, if they both live in a Rishus HaYachad, you can't carry from Reuven's Rishus HaYachad to Shimon's Rishus HaYachad. The same is true, you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYachad that belongs to one person to a Rishus HaYachad that belongs to multiple people. Once upon a time, people lived in houses that opened up to a chatzar that was owned commonly by the people that lived in that cul-de-sac, the people that lived in that area. That means every person owned this house individually, and the house was owned by the Olam together, which means that from an Eruvei Chatzeros perspective, it's a problem. Because to carry from my house now into the Chatzer means I'm carrying from a house that I own individually into a Chatzer where I'm only a shareholder. I only own a percentage of. What's the workaround? You make an Eruv. What's the Eruv? You put food into one house. By putting food into one house, we assume, incidentally, the Gemara is going to talk about this in detail on Daf Mem Tes, but you put food in one house, and we assume that wherever your food is, that's where you really live. So it comes that everybody lives in one house. Oh, everybody lives in one house? Myridik. Everybody lives in one house. That one house is owned equally by all the Bnei HaChatzar. That means the ownership structure is the same for the house as it is for the chatzar. So it's perfect. All the other houses we don't care about. We only care about the one house where your food is. Oh, that's where your food is. That's where you live. So if there's 20 families in the chatzar, all 20 families own this house. Each person owns 5%. The chatzar also, 20 families, each person owns 5%. So it's the same. And as a result, you're not going to have an issue. Another chiddush in the laws of Eruvei Chatzeros is that two chatzeros can make an error between each other. So if you have one chatzar and another chatzar, the two chatzeros have an ability to be ma'arif. Now, there's also something called shitufei mevayos. We don't have to get into the detail. We're not discussing being ma'arif chatzeroi so that they should be able to carry in the mavoi. Just two chatzeroi, one opens up into the other. Could they make an erev to make us one big happy chatzer? Or no? The halach is sometimes yes, sometimes not. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's case was he had three chatzeroi, one, two, three. They're situated geographically and physically in a way where they technically could be ma'arav with each other. However, they weren't all ma'arav with each other. A was ma'arav with B, and C was ma'arav with B. But A and C were never ma'arav. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, apparently, and the Chachamim argued with regards to the Salah, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, to the extent there's an A, if it's gavaldic. So A can carry to B and B to A.
C can carry to B. To C, A and C, they can't carry. Chachamim argue. Shmei Chai thought it was a tushtal to Tchumen, and he wanted to know if the Chachamim argue there, well, how come the Chachamim don't argue here? And the Chachamim responded. But now going and delving into Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's halacha, v'shtayim achitzoy nois v'chulu, v'amai, fate the Gemara, I don't understand Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's halacha, kivan da'avadu chitzoy nis b'hadi emtzoyis, being that A was ma'arav with B, and C was ma'arav with B, so why don't we say havalu chada? It should be one big chatzer, and everybody should be able to carry with everybody. Meaning if the people in C are living in Chatzar B, because that's where their food is, and the people in A are living in Chatzar B, because that's where their food is, so everyone's living in Chatzar B, so we all live in the same house. So what's the issue? It's one house for all three Chatzeres. So why don't we look at this as one big happy family? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Without going too into how exactly a Ruvi Chatzeres works between Chatzeres, high level, this is the Gemara's Kasha. I'm Rav Yehuda. It's Rav Yehuda second. Chinos Nem Tzor, say Ruvi Bezu. They Ruvi Bezu. Had A put their Erev in B, and C put the Erev in B, it would have been a good Kasha. That's not what happened. What happened was B put Mazen Shei Sudas with A, and then B put Mazen Shtei Sudas with C. So A and C have nothing connecting each other. You're right. Had A and C both put the Erev with B, then everybody would be with B. Then you would look at it as one big chatz. That's not what happened. B took a little bit of food, put it with A, and a little bit of food with C. So B is connected to A and connected to C, but there's nothing connecting A and C. That's the first territory of Yehuda. Rav Sheishes, some Rav Sheishes, that a little Tamish and Asa, Ruv Mem Tzos. No, you don't have to say it. Maybe it's talking about where A and C both put the Erev in B. So what's the territory? They put in two different houses. Was it in the same house? Had it been in the same house? Yeah. It was two separate houses. I mean, that it's two separate houses. Again, it doesn't work. So, come on, Beishamai. You mean Beishamai? What's this Beishamai? The time you learned to the Brayse, Chamisha Shogobah Seirufa. If you had a chatzah that had five houses, and they went together and they collected the food, and they put it into two kalim, two refrigerators. Beishamai Yoimrim, Ein Eruvin Erev, Ubeisil Yoimrim, Ein Ruvin Erev. Sounds like this is Beishamai. Beishamai is the one that says it can't be in two kalim. It has to be in one kalim. Right? Two houses, two kalim. Isn't that the same thing? The Gemara says, no. I feel maybe it's going according to Bissil. Because I'd come and cover Bissil, Hassan, Elabash, and Kalim. Bissil said, two Kalim. But then it's going to be okay. But if it's going to be two different batim, maybe over there, it's not going to be okay. But the bottom line is, it has nothing to do with Bisham Yisrael. So again, we had a question. If A was ma'arav with B, and C was ma'arav with B, why don't we look at it as one big happy family, and it should be one big chatzer as it relates to Ruv Chatzeres. So why can A and C not carry? That was the Gemara's kasha. I mean, lay me by the Rabbanon, where nobody can carry. But even quite Reb Shimon, who's Mako, but he doesn't allow the two outer ones to carry to each other. The question is why not? And the Gemara said two terutzim. Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheishes. Rav Yehuda said that enochinami, had they both put their Erev into the same chatzer, it would have worked. But hacha b'mayaskinon, where the Eruvin are in different chatzeres, B put the Mazen Shtei Sudas in A and C, as opposed to in the reverse. Rav Sheishes said, no, afilu teimo shenasno eruvim b'emtzos. It could be it's talking about where they did put it in the middle. However, it's talking about where they put it into two separate houses. Isn't that a machlokes b'Sham Yisrael? No. Similar, but not the same. B'Sham Yisrael argued two kalim and one bias. Two separate batim, maybe that, even according to Basil, is not going to be okay. So, Amalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Avi Rav Ash. Rav Acha Breid Rav Avi told Rav Ashi, the Rav Yehuda Kasha, Chaba Kasha and Rav Yehuda, Ulu Rav Sheishes Kasha, Ava Kasha and Rav Sheishes, Rav Yehuda Kasha, my Kasha on Rav Yehuda is, again, what did Rav Yehuda say? The Amar Gun Shenos Nem Tzoy, Se Ruva Bezu, The Ruva Bezu. Right, Rabbi Yehuda's teretz was that the reason A and C are not connected is because they didn't both put the Erev in the same, because B went to A and went to C. What's the skash of the kivan? The Irva emtzos b'hadachitzoino. L'chayro, once A and B make the Erev, even by B putting it into A, have a luchada. So A and B should now be one chatzer. If they're one chatzer, v'chihadra v'arva b'hadi idach, so now when B goes and makes an Erev with C, it's a very lamdash gemara, shlichus ha'avda. Why don't we say B is acting as a shliach of A and B? Because B really isn't just B anymore. It's made up of A plus B. So why don't we say that once A and B are ma'ariv, so now B really represents A and B. That's what it is. That's its definition of chatzer as it relates to the laws of Eruv Chatzeres. So if that's the case, when it's ma'ariv with C, by definition, A is also being ma'ariv. So why don't we say it's all one big Erev? Bamba kasha. So Rav Acha Breid Rav Avi told Rav Ashi, this is my kasha Rav Yudu. Rav Sheishes kasha, Ava kasha on Rav Sheishes as well. What was Rav Sheishes' teretz? Rav Sheishes' teretz was, it's talking about where it was in two different houses. What was this kasha? I don't understand. Once Aleph and Beis, or A and B, went ahead and they made an Erev together, then L'chaira, how could B make an Erev along with C? If A and B are one Erev, or one Chatzar, then you have no right to omit A. Because if you omit A, that means it's like part of the people in your chatzar didn't participate. And we know this already. We'll see a lot more about this in the coming prakim in Perek Hadar. But every single member of a chatzar has to be mishtatif. That's what we just had the daf yesterday, where the Gemara talked about if somebody's not home for Shabbos, and a Yehudi, and an Eini Yehudi, went to his daughter's house, his Shneer's house, right? All those variables. Why? Because everybody has to be mishtatif. One person's not mishtatif, it's a problem. So once A and B make an Erev, they become one chatzar. So B is going to be ma'arev with C. How could A be out? Oh, so you did it in a way where they were omitted. I understand. So you put it to two houses. That's not a teretz. That's just, you're just trading one problem for another problem. At the end of the day, you have an issue. At the end of the day, you have a member of your chatzer, which is now made up of two different chatzeres, that wasn't mishtatef into this chatzer. Sakti Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi told Rav Acha, Brei Rav Avi, two gishmak kashas. However, loy the Rav Yehuda kasha, v'loy the Rav Sheshes kasha. The Rav Yehuda loy kasha. As it relates to your question about Rav Yehuda, and again, what was the kasha? Rav Yehuda said that the reason A and C can't carry between the two is because Hacha b'mayaskinon, where they didn't both put the Erev in B, but rather B took a little bit of food and put it with A, and B put it a little bit with C. What was the kasha on Rav Yehuda? The kasha was, once A and B were ma'ariv, so now it's one. So now when B is ma'ariv with C, it's acting as a shliach of A. The teretz is, kimin de'irvela emtsas b'hadi chitzayna. V'shtayim chitzayna is b'hadi adadi lo irvu. Being that the middle one was ma'ariv with the two outer ones, but the two outer ones were not ma'ariv b'hadi adadi with each other. Galya daiti b'han nichle b'hala nichle. That's a gilui das. That this is the way they want. They don't want it the other way. And it's true. There's a concept of shlichas. I can make you a shlich to do something. That's if I ask you to do it. And there's even something called zachal adam shlei b'fanav, which we know plays a role in a ruvi chatzeres. But at the same time, if I do something that shows I don't want you to be my shlich, then of course it's not going to work. So by A and C not being ma'ariv, that was a gilui das that they don't want it. Oh yeah, they made a gilui das. You don't want it, then it's not going to be okay. Rav Sheshes like Kasha, Rav Ashi told Rav Achabrei the Rav Avyo, that as relates to the other Kasha regarding Rav Sheshes. Again, what was the Kasha? How does this whole thing work? How could A, B be Ma'ariv, and then B is going to be Ma'ariv with C and exclude A? Once A and B were Ma'ariv, so A and B is one big Chatzar. If it's one big Chatzar, you can't be Mishayre, because by being Mishayre, you're leaving something out. The Teretz is in Amru Diurin LaHakel, Yoimru Diurin LaHachmer. Meaning it's true that there's a concept that by making a Ruvi Chatzeros, so now the scope of the chatzer has just been broadened. And now chatzer B is no longer just made up of chatzer B, it's made up of chatzer B and chatzer A. But that's only lahakla, it's not lahachmer. Lahakla, yeah, you can carry from one to the other. But lahachmer to say that now you would need every member of A and B to be mishtatif, to make an Erev with C, and if one person or one of the chatzeres is not mishtatif, all of a sudden it's going to be like a chatzer where one member was left out. No. Im amru diyur in lahakil. This chiddush of a ruvi chatzeres was only said lahakil. It wasn't said lehachmer.